Okay, as we draw ever closer to the conclusion of Maseches Demai, we are continuing in the seventh and final perek of Maseches Demai, and today we are doing Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. These are not easy Mishnayos, just to give you a fair warning. So these Mishnayos are going to discuss the concept that we've already discussed, that if you're mafresh from Tevel Vaday on Tevel Vaday, that works. And if you're mafresh from that which is Chayv in Maisros on that which is not Chayv in Maisros, that does not work. So the Mishnah is going to give three cases. Hayulafanav shtei kalkolos shel Tevel. The person has two baskets of Tevel. Va'amar Maisros zu bazu. So he says, let the Maisros of this basket be enough to cover the on the second basket as well. So the halacha is harishon meusaris. The first basket is considered that the maisros have been taken off because the fruit in both baskets is tevel. So making the fruit in the second basket is truma and maisros. So the fruit of the first basket would work. So all the fruit in the first basket could be eaten. I think I switched somewhere in the middle from the first to the second. Again, you have two baskets. You said you designated fruit in basket two to be the truma and maisr on the fruit in basket one. So the halacha is that works, and now you're allowed to eat all of the fruit that is in basket one. Now that's the obvious case. That's the easiest case. However, now the Mishnah moves on to a little bit of a more complicated case. Shel zu bazu v'shel zu bazu. Let's say you say that the maisros of the first basket should be designated in the second basket, meaning that the peros that are going to be maiser for the first basket are in the second basket. Peros of the second basket are going to be maiser for the first basket, and vice versa. Peros in the first basket should be maisros for that which is in the second basket. So then the halach is harishona meuseres. Only the fruit in the first basket is actually maiser, but the fruit of the second basket is tevel, because as soon as you say that the fruit of the first basket is covered by the maisros that you're being mafresh from the second basket, now you have a situation where the fruit in the first basket is chulin. It's ready. You're allowed to eat it. It's not tevel anymore. So since it's not tevel, it has no chiyuv of maisros. So you can't then take some of those fruits to cover the fruit in the second basket, because the fruit in the second basket does have a chiyuv of maisros. And then the Mishnah tells us a third and final case. Ma'asrosein ma'asros kalkala bechaverta. That he says that the maisros of the two baskets should cover each other, meaning there should be fruit in each basket that covers the other basket. So karashay, then you have been koreshem. You designated the maisros of one basket and the other, and you're allowed to separate the maisros from both baskets for whichever basket you're interested in. Meaning, we understand that what you meant when you said this is that the maisros of one basket are designated in whichever basket I'm going to choose to do it from. So when you choose one basket for separating the maisros, the other basket becomes mutter right away, and then you have to separate both sets of maisros from the basket that you choose in order to permit its fruits to be eaten. That's how at least one of the versions of the Rav over here explains. So now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. So it's going to talk about a case where you have something that's tevel or maaser rishon or chulin, and it gets mixed in with other things in equal amounts. So it's going to talk about how to fix up the mixtures in order to allow you to use them. So the Chachamim have a number of ways of dealing with different types of taroves. You know, normally we assume that chad betray batel, that 2 to 1, it's going to create a sense of bittel. But the basic rule to divide the mixture into two equal parts and then treat the first half as the stricter of the two components, and the second half as the other, is that that's the normal rule. But since the second half it really isn't going to be the less strict component, in reality we'll have some of the stricter component in it also, so you're going to have to adjust to account for that as well. So we're going to go through all of the details of that in this Mishnah. So let's go through again, not so pashut, but a few, I think four different cases that we're going to have in this Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Mea Tevel Mea Chulin. You have 100 measures of whatever, 100 ounces or whatever of whatever measures you want to use of tevel that gets mixed in with 100 of chulin. So let's assume it's a liquid, it's oil, 100 100 gallons of tevel wine or oil gets mixed in with 100 gallons of truma, of chulin rather, wine or oil. So notel me'eva echad, you take out from the mixture 100, let's use halachic measurements, not gallons, but lugin. So you take out 100 lug and you treat that as tevel, and you take out one extra lug from the other 100 in order to be matir that as well. The 100 that you treat as tevel, you then take ma'aser shomen like you would with any tevel. You take 10 as ma'aser rishon and 9 as ma'aser sheni, etc. And you also have to do something to fix the other 100 lug because it also contains some tevel. So you designate 10 of them to be ma'aser rishon and take one of the 10 as trumas ma'aser, and that's the extra one that we were just referring to when we said you take 101, and then the rest of the ma'aser rishon you get to keep for yourself because there's no issur of eating ma'aser rishon, and you could drink 99 of those 100 lugin. So at the end of the day, you end up being able to use 189 of the 200 lugin in the mixture, one lug less than you would have been able to use had you taken the tevel before it became mixed up. So it works out that it's not so bad. The second case the Mishnah discusses, what if mea tevel, mea meiser? You have 100 lug of tevel, gets mixed with 100 lug of meiser rishon. So now you have to have trumas meiser hasn't been separated from the meiser rishon. You still have to be mafresh the trumas meiser from the meiser rishon. So now what do you do? So says the Mishnah, notel mea ve'echad. You take 100 lugin and treat them as tevel, and you also take an additional one lug from the other 100. And just like we had in the last case, the 100 that you treat as tevel, you take ma'aser shom just like you would any tevel. You separate 10 lugin as ma'aser rishon, you give that to a levi, 9 as ma'aser sheni, and you redeem that, bring it to Yerushalayim, and 90 are there for you to keep. But of the other 100 lugin, which are you're treating as ma'aser rishon, it also has tevel in it. So what do? You take one lug as trumas ma'aser, just like you did in the last case, and that takes care of any tevel concern, and the other 99 lugin you have to treat as ma'aser rishon. So you separate another 9.9 lugin as trumas ma'aser, and you give the rest to a levi, and the other 90 lugin to a levi. So as a result, the kohen ends up with 11.9 lug of trumas ma'aser, and the owner only loses 9/10 of a lug because of the fact that the two got mixed up, so the owner loses out on very little. Case number 3, mea chulin mesukanin, mea meiser. You have 100 lugin of regular chulin. Chulin, that's you've already been mafresh all your trumas meisros, and it gets mixed in with 100 lug of meiser rishon, and you're going to need to take a trumas meiser from the meiser rishon. So notel mea ve'eser. You take 110 lug, where you take 100 lug that are treated as meiser rishon, and then another 10 lug from the other 100. The 100 that you treat as meiser rishon, do what you would normally do with meiser rishon. Take 10 of that and give it as trumas meiser to a kohen. But the 100 lug that you treat as chulin also has meiser rishon in it. So therefore you have to take that additional 10 lug from the second half, and as a result of that, 20 lug will become trumas meiser and are given to a kohen, 90 lug are given to a levi as meiser rishon, and you keep 90 lug for yourself. So you end up losing a grand total of 10 lugin as a result of the taroves. And then the final case, mea tevel tishim meiser. Let's say you have 100 lug of tevel that got mixed in with 90 lug of meiser rishon, so it did not get mixed in with like amounts. So tishim tevel ushmonim meiser. So of the, or if a different case, you have 90 lug of tevel mixed with 80 lug of ma'aser rishon. Then lo hifsid klum. Then it turns out you lose nothing because you don't have to separate any more than you would have had to separate had the tevel and ma'aser rishon stayed separate from each other and never become mixed. Because in both cases, there are at least 10 more lugin of tevel than there are of ma'aser rishon. So you could separate the trumas ma'aser from the extra tevel, and then you won't have any loss into your bottom line. So zeh klal. The Mishnah says, let's just give a rule to formulate that last halacha, calls mancha tevel meruba. As long as the tevel is more than the ma'aser rishon by at least 10 lug, lo hifsid klum, then you didn't actually lose anything. Even though that would be the case when it's 10 more than the when you have 10 more of the tevel than you do have of Maaser Rishon. So to quickly summarize what we did today, so first mission we had three cases, one with two baskets that are both tevel, a second one where you try to be mafresh and you're just mafresh from one on the other, a second one where you try to be mafresh from one on the other and then the other back on the one, so it doesn't work in the reverse, and a third case where you just maaser from the two baskets, you say whichever one you're going to take is going to be the maaser. And then in Mishnah Zayin we discussed cases four different cases of tevel and chulin or other mixtures with each other.